Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is Sisters United. So excited to be here tonight. We got some upcoming shows. It's going to be happening in the next couple of weeks, all the way up into the new year. We got some guests that's going to be joining us live on Sisters United. Some business owners. I guess you could call it business owner December. But next week, I have a special guest. That's coming on. I'm gonna send out the flyer for it. She's gonna be giving a powerful, powerful testimony. And I want to invite everybody to be right here on Sisters United for that show. Okay. Don't miss it. Make sure that you are here. Okay. Also, if you're watching, make sure that you share this with someone, okay? Make sure you share it with someone because, anyway, we got some good stuff coming tonight. Tonight, I'm going to be talking about holiday etiquette, rules you should stick to this holiday. Now, I know everybody's getting ready for Thanksgiving. We like to skip over Thanksgiving, but we got to stop doing that, okay? We got to stop skipping over Thanksgiving, okay? So we're going to be talking about some rules that you need to live by. You need to make sure that you take care of, okay? Like one of the first rules is make sure that if you're listening right now and you have not sent out your invitations for your holiday festivities, you need to get to send it. Okay, you need to get to sending. You are already late. I'm just saying, you're early for Christmas and late for Thanksgiving. Make sure everybody know that they're eating at your house. Okay, because you're going to be mad when people don't show up. Okay, and then we got to listen to you talk about it in one of your Facebook posts. So you need to make sure that everybody knows where the festivities are happening for Thanksgiving. Okay, if they're happening at your house, then, you know, you need to go ahead and get that together. Change my lighting a little bit. So, another rule. And if you are watching, make sure you leave a comment. All that good stuff. Okay. Make sure you leave a comment. Okay. Let's see. One of the, the second rule is RSVP as soon as possible. Okay. Make sure that you call ahead of time and say, me and the kids, the whole fam is coming to your house. You know, especially if it's because I guess in some of us in my culture, we do not send out invitations for the Thanksgiving dinner. So it behooves you to make sure that you call and say, hey, ain't Susie, I'm coming by. I'm bringing my husband. I'm bringing my two girls and my three boys. That is etiquette. Call beforehand and say, and ask, can you bring something? A lot of us like to show up at family gatherings empty-handed. Now, me and Rita on one of these shows talk to you about what if you are not the person that cooks, don't try it out for Thanksgiving. So call ahead of time and say, what do you want me to bring? What do you need me to bring? You need me to bring something? I can bring plates. I can bring forks. I can bring drinks. Okay, call ahead of time, RSVP. So when you walk in with your 15 people, they're not looking at you like, what manner of evil is this? All right, now if you are cooking, this is important. If you are cooking, you need to be mindful of people's allergies, okay? If you are that one that you about to cook and it's about to go down and people about to throw down, you wanna make sure that you ask what people are allergic to. I'm allergic to ibuprofen. Now, so that's it. Now, if you put some milk and cheese, let me just go there. You know, so I won't be eating your your macaroni or none of that. But you need to make sure that you tell people or call ahead yourself and say, I'm allergic to pecans. I'm allergic to peanuts. I'm allergic to pork, whatever it is. My sister blew my mind when she told me she was allergic to pork. I was like, girl, I don't know how you're allergic to pork. All that pork we ate when we were anyway. So she's allergic to pork. So, you know, we got to be mindful of that. She can't eat it. Okay, so that's just a common courtesy. If you're cooking, make sure you know people's allergies. And if you are going to someone's house, call ahead and say, I'm allergic. Oh, and make sure, okay, if you are a vegan, vegetarian, you know what I'm saying? You know, keto, all of that. And if you know you're dealing with family that don't care what you are, then you need to be bringing your own dish or just eating at home. I don't know. But you need to make sure that you are very upfront about what's going on with you. You want your Thanksgiving to be wonderful. You want it to go off without any snacks. You don't want people fighting about the world star in your house. So make sure that people know the menu, which we know for Thanksgiving is usually dressing, turkey, but when we get to them pies, pecan pie, sweet potato pie, for those of you that love pumpkin pie, all that, you already know. Some people make cakes. They make all kinds of cakes, you know. Jesus. Why are we not doing keto for Thanksgiving? What is that? What is really happening? Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Yeah, I forgot to put on my do not disturb. Hey, Freedom.
Hey, how are you?
Doing fine. Girl, going over some holiday etiquette. You know, we get closer and closer.
Right.
To Thanksgiving. And so the holiday, we're talking about the menu. Make sure people know your allergies. Make sure, another thing. Don't go there overeating. Some of y'all go to people's house, ain't ate all week. Ready for Thanksgiving.
They have to diet before the day.
Oh,
because you know you're going to eat about 3,000 calories.
3,000 calories. You about to look. Calm down. Thanksgiving is a holiday. It's not a retreat. You gonna be look. Okay. All right. So the ones we went over, Rita, I went we did RSVP. Make sure you call and let people know you bring your whole tribe or your whole football team to their house for Thanksgiving. It's very important that you do so. We don't do this. We just show up with our kids, our friends. Oh, I brought my coworker. I hope you don't mind. What? No. People need to know if you bring in somebody to the shindig. Oh, there we go. That's better. All right. What you
want to
say about that one, Rita?
I agree. You know, we have to have Thanksgiving etiquette. Make sure you call in. Well, make sure you eat the rest of the week. So don't fast the whole week and be starving by the time Thursday come.
Somebody fasting right now, Rita. Somebody is fasting right now.
Well, they
got
to try to, you know, make up for the calories they're going to gain on Thanksgiving. So you could fast like a half a day, like all the way up to, so that you don't have to starve the week of. So do some half a days, like to, you know, 3, 6 o'clock. Maybe do the salad diet or something. Because you know on Thanksgiving, you eating that sweet potato pie, two pieces of cake, the pecan pie.
Baby, you're going to be so full, you're going to be uncomfortable.
And that's miserable. I use a double negative. I don't never.
You don't never, ever.
I don't never like to eat to where I'm uncomfortable. That's miserable. I'm like,
Miserable, miserable.
and don't eat everybody cornbread dressing. I only eat one person cornbread dressing, and that's my aunt. And I tell her, I say, baby, you put the Holy Ghost up in this cornbread dressing. I order a pan from her every year, so I need to call her. Yeah, I don't eat nobody else's cornbread dressing because it just don't.
I was trying to be good, Rita. I was really trying to be good and stick to my script I got over here on the side. But since you went there, it's Rita's fault. Anybody that's listening, Rita started it. Okay, yes, okay. Don't eat everybody's food. Rita started it. Look, we talked about this cornbread dressing on one of our previous shows. It's some key things to let you know not to eat it. And you're welcome, because we're finna share them since Rita started it. One of the top things we talked about is if that cornbread dressing is like soup.
That
Don't
don't
eat
have the Holy Ghost. It's
that.
not anointed.
It's not. Don't eat that. Don't eat that. This is from me to you. And you can tell them I told you not to eat. I don't eat it. If you pick, if it lean, if it move a little, it slide, don't do
You gonna be slide.
it. Rita started it. Number two, if that cornbread dressing is brown with a hint of green in it, don't eat that.
A hint of green.
Cornbread. What color is cornbread, Rita?
It's brown. It It's definitely not green.
That's not green. Cornbread is not green. And I don't care what you add
Light,
to it.
medium brown.
Don't do it. Don't do it. Another thing, people are putting any and everything in cornbread dressing. You can, if I go to that cornbread dressing and it's shrimp and sausage and pasta and all kinds of stuff you done put in this dressing, not eating that. I'm not eating that. That looked like you attempted two different dishes and then just said, just put it together. I'm not doing that. And y'all don't need to do it either. Stop making up stuff to cook for Thanksgiving. Stop making it up. Don't do it. Don't do it.
Don't do
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The next thing that is holiday etiquette, arrive on time.
Well, when I say 2, you mean 2 o'clock, not 5 o'clock.
Come on.
And I say two, you
Don't
need
be
to hear
arriving
us.
at 8 o'clock at night.
I
Talking about
gotta.
where the food at.
You don't went to everybody else's house and ate. I got a tip for, our people. Hi, Tiffany. What you do is give people like 2 or 3 hours ahead of time. So tell them you're starting at 11, they'll be there by 2. Or if you're starting at 5, tell them you're starting at 2, so they'll be there by 5. I do that, but I do that for birthdays and stuff. Like, so if I say I'm gonna have a 7, I'm telling y'all 5 o'clock. I need y'all to be there by 5.
And tell them that you're serving the food. See, it's a trick to this. You got to say, we're serving the food at 5. Right? If you want to start like in the evening and you want everybody to eat and get up out your house, say you really gonna be starting at 12, right? You're gonna start at 12. So you need to tell them you're gonna be serving the food 2 hours ahead of time. That's what you need to do. That's what you need to do. I'm telling you right now. Because if you don't do that, you're setting yourself up for failure. You're going to be mad at the end of the night. And you need to designate who's going to help you wash them dishes. Listen, I'm trying to help. Use paper plates. Okay? You're going to break out the fine china and all that kind of stuff. Think. People eat and run. They eat and run. You don't want to do that. You don't want to do that. Tiffany say she always. Oh, Tiffany.
Well, because you know everybody else gonna be late, so it's like I'm like they ain't gonna get there till about. They say it started at 2. People not gonna. Everybody not gonna get this about 3:30 because you when you the on time person, you be mad because everybody else don't get there till like 3:30. You literally came at 2:00. So now you ready to go by 3:30, but that's when everybody else is showing up. And so you kind of obligated to stay because now, you know, you the first person there because you told me 2:00. So I came at 2:00. Now everybody show to 3:30. You're like, where's everybody? Then everybody start flocking in at 3:30. Now you ready to go.
Another thing, I'm going to throw a hint out there for lazy people. If you know you don't want to help serve the food, now you need to be late. You need to be late because whoever's there on time, auntie coming out their kitchen and finna tell you, baby, come help me serve this food. And there you are. So if you don't want to serve the food, then I'm going to tell you it's okay for you. Because we already know you're going to have an attitude. When you put that potato salad on my plate, you're going to try to break my plate. When you try, come on, I already know. When you cut my cake, you're going to cut it real slim for no reason. And I didn't even do nothing to you. So this is what I want you to do. You come late. Because you don't want to serve. You don't want to serve no food. And I don't want to make you serve. Okay? You come late. All right. Next. Now, I don't know who wrote this, but anyway, they said arrive with a gift in hand.
That's for Thanksgiving.
That's what it says. For Thanksgiving. I think it's talking about a plate, a bottle of wine, or something like that. But let's move on.
A case of soda or something.
A bag of ice.
They don't come empty-handed.
Baby, you can't lose with a bag of ice. You can't lose bringing a bag of ice. I'm telling you.
Or drinks, because people go straight through the drinks. The kids need about 5 of them a piece.
And just look, leave the. If you walk in there and it's full of drinks, don't say nothing. Don't tell them you got drinks until them drinks get low. I promise you, if you want to feel like you saved the day, leave them in a trunk. Listen to me. When them drinks run out and auntie run around there, we out of drinks, then boom, that's your theme music. You get up, say, I got you, auntie. Boom. Drinks out the trunk.
I've done that before.
Boom.
I saved the day. I'm like, I got 2 cases in the car. After I done went in there and seen all the drinks is full, got about 2 more, 4, 5 cases sitting on the side. Yeah. About halfway through the thing, it's like, damn, we need. I'm like, I got 2 cases at the car. I brought mine.
Got you.
There the car. I didn't think we needed it because we had plenty. But after the kids run through it. And get Kool-Aid jammers for kids. Kool-Aid jammers, Capri Suns. Yeah. Yeah. The little juices, I forgot what they're called. They got like every color.
I know what you're talking about. Them little mugs.
They're for the kids. I forgot what they're called.
Yeah, I did too. But listen, I want to say this. This is the next one. Be a respectful guest. Now, I'm going to throw my 2 cents, 4 cents in this part right here. Don't go all through people's house. If you going in that restroom use their restroom. Stop looking out through the medicine cabinet, looking in the shower pool and the curtain bag, looking under the, come on, stop all under the sink looking to see if they on drugs or something. You all in the medicine, come on, stop it. You know what I'm saying? Stop looking through people. Stop going through people's house. People be all in the bedroom, be looking all on the dresser.
Be like, what are you looking for?
What are you looking for? Be respectful. And don't be, look, and some of y'all be talking about people's house while you at their house. Stop talking about people's house while you at their house. Look at her living room. Look at, they should have did it like this. Be respectful. Be respectful. Why her curtains look like that? Why her, listen, you are a guest and I need you to behave yourself as such for the holidays. Don't be over in the corner talking about people because y'all know y'all gonna do that. Y'all know y'all gonna do that. You gonna get over in the corner and you're going to be like, girl, you see what she got on? Girl, did you see her lace front? Girl, did you see? Y'all know. Cut it out. Be respectful this year. Make a promise to yourself that you're going to try to give out as many compliments. And I'm not talking about them sarcastic compliments that y'all be doing. But you're going to give out some real compliments this year. And you're not going to talk about people, babe. Y'all be talking about these people, baby. Talking about that little baby. We talking about that little baby. That little baby. Y'all know y'all be doing it. That little, did you see that little baby? That little baby touch. Stop doing it. Was that her grandbaby? Her little grandbaby looked like an old man. Her little grandbaby. Don't do that. Mm-hmm. Act like you got some sense. That's what my mama used to say. Act like you got some sense when you visited somebody's house. Okay, Reed.
Mm-hmm. Be prepared to answer the same questions over and over. Yes. I got one. I'll be like, didn't I just answer? Be prepared to be repetitive, you know, because the elderly saints gonna ask you questions.
They're gonna ask you who your mama is, whose boy is that, who your all the, is. Look,
all the questions. You're gonna swear you had an interview.
How old are you? Where you work at now? Why did you quit the last job you was at? You act just like your daddy. You when look you like marry? Your granny. It's gonna be all kinds of stuff.
We'd be like, when you gonna get married? When you gonna have kids? And then by 10-15 minutes later, you might get the same questions, and you looking like, didn't I just? So we gotta have some patience, grace.
Yeah.
Be repetitive.
Yeah.
And
there's some folk gonna say some stuff to you that you ain't ready to hear. They gonna say, I didn't think you was gonna make it. You are cute. I didn't think you was gonna be cute. You turned out all right.
Oh, here's some wisdom. Learn what battles to fight.
Oh, come on.
And what battles to just kind of let it be like a water on duck's back and let it rub out. So just a tip, every battle is not worth fighting. So you might have somebody say some fighting words, save your energy.
Yeah.
It's not worth it. It's not worth going to battle for. And then everybody have a big explosion at the family event. So just learn to walk away and just know that battle is not worth fighting. Save your energy.
Save your energy. Because I'm telling you right now, when you sober up from Thanksgiving, they're going to still be talking about you. If you let that lace front come out, oh my gosh. If you... Baby, I'm telling you, from Thanksgiving to Thanksgiving, that's gonna be the talk. I'm telling y'all right now. So make sure what you do.
I mean, because the truth of the matter, you might not see them till another year or two anyway.
Yeah.
So, you know, if there's something said that's not edifying, just move on. I mean, especially if you don't talk on a consistent basis, it's not worth fighting. I mean, the relationship is not, I mean, so you just move forward and be like, okay, thank you.
Okay,
And keep
thank you.
it moving.
All
Thank
right,
you.
I'm telling you, this is good
Be real bougie with it.
All right, God bless. Oh, hey, some people you got to do across the room. This is how you avoid it. You know the person, you know y'all can't look across the room. You know how to do that nod?
Yes. Hey.
And do not ask who cooked the food. I look, Tiffany, who cooked? Do not look.
No, You might want
Don't
to.
ask. Don't be sitting there talking about who cooked this string bean? Who did this string bean? Who baked
Have
this string bean?
discernment. Have discernment. Look at it and be like,
Who? Well, watch what you say after you taste some. Watch what you say after you taste some. After you taste something, catch yourself. Cause just don't do it. Just don't do it. I know it be, but don't do it. Don't do it. Now I got one more.
Don't do
I got one more. Well, two more or three more. Know when the party is over.
right.
Know when to go home. Look at Tip. Tip talking about she gonna ask anyway. Tip say, Tip gonna be that one at that cookout talking about who made this. I want to know, don't you ever cook nothing again. Don't you ever, baby. Tim gonna let y'all know, hey, don't you can't cook this, baby. This ain't your thing right here. You need to go and try buying a loaf of bread for the party. Don't cook nothing. Tim.
Case of soda.
See, I told you, look what Tim say. Tim said she gonna say. Tim gonna tell them, bring forks and spoons. Don't you bring nothing else. Tim, you gonna
Period.
pull them to the side, ain't you, Tim? You're not gonna tell them in front of everybody. Tim, she gonna pull them to the side. I know. Tim gonna pull them to the side. I know she is. Right, Tim? I'm just saying. I hope so. Know when the party is over, y'all. Know when it's time to go home. If everybody done left the house and the hostess is sitting down watching a movie, the party over. The party is over. That don't mean take your shoes off and chill. No, them people want their house back. They want their house back. They want their private time back. They have entertained you, fed you understand me, laughed and talked with you. Now it's time for you to go home. Stop chilling at people's house. After the Thanksgiving meals, move, go on.
Say no, she not.
Oh my God, listen, y'all. Look, I just want to be a fly on the wall at y'all Thanksgiving dinners because this is gonna be a mess, honey. This is gonna be a mess. Go home. Don't be smoking weed outside people's house. Don't be turning your music up sky high in somebody else's neighborhood. Can I just do? We doing etiquette today. I'm trying to tell y'all some things not to do. Okay? We already talked about going through people's medicine cabinet. Don't be all out in their garage smoking a cigarette and all that. Don't be, come on now. Don't do it.
And be don't like friends.
Ooh.
I'm gonna be like smoking. Go home.
Go home. You the loud. You the loudest one at the party. You. Oh, I'm the life of the party. You loud for no reason. Everybody looking at you crazy, but you think they looking at you saying, yeah, she funny. No, they looking at you crazy. Stop being the loudest person in the room.
He said I leave 30 minutes after.
Tiff is out of control tonight. Tiff, why do you leave 30 minutes after you get there? I want to know it. Tiff, share it with us. I want to know.
Family, well, she says she go late. I have to say her family must be on time, but she says she's arrived. She arrives late. So by the time she get there, everybody there.
And she too. She done got in at 8. But you know what?
Gotcha.
When you come late, everybody, all the little, you know, everybody done chilled out, you know, everybody done really asked everybody questions. Don't nobody care who you are no more, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
The whole field is over with and everybody's settled down. So I got you, Tiff. I feel you.
All the hey, how you doing? Blah, blah, blah. Everybody ain't chilling. Now you can just go, hey, how you doing? Boom, boom, get your plate and leave.
Yeah. But I understand, Rita. But I understand what you mean when you on time and you show up and ain't nobody there, and it seemed like ain't nothing gonna happen, you know, because you there, the living room nice and clean, and you just sitting there looking around. You feel uncomfortable because the kids looking at you like, "What you doing here?" You know.
Yeah, just be like,
why is Auntie Rita in the living room? she waiting on people to show up. Oh my
God. Yeah.
Tim say, and she don't like the people like that. Oh God. Tim, you be ready to go. Because she don't like anything. Oh, God. Okay.
My.
I mean, I feel you, too. Oh, my God. Okay. I got another one. This thing says avoid controversial topics. Don't get into politics. Don't get into Trump versus Biden. Don't get into no political talk. Don't even bring it up, because you're going to find out some stuff. Then all of a sudden, everybody finna be fighting and arguing. All right. I think that's it. Be kind was the last one. Be friendly. Let's see. Know how to navigate through the room. We already talked about that one. And listen. If you just finished fighting with your cousin the day before, maneuver around her or him, the whole engagement. Work your stuff out somewhere else. Don't work it out at the family gathering. Don't do it. Some people think that's the perfect place to do it, but it's really not. Don't do it. Don't let everything be about you. Don't bring everything back to you. The holidays are to celebrate the family. Don't go in there with your personal stuff because you can't stand so-and-so and so-and-so stole money from you for this Ponzi scheme and because everybody gonna be there. Joe that owes you money. Tabitha that stole your identity. Everybody gonna be in the house. So try to contain, like Rita said, choose your battles. Choose them.
Leave your drama at home.
Leave your drama. Oh my God. Leave it at home. Oh my Lord. Okay, so before we get into Rita talking to us about the outreach. Before we get into that, I want to say something about Christmas. Okay? All of you that are thinking about going broke for Christmas, don't. Don't do it. Don't go in debt for Christmas. Don't do it. That's all I want to say about Christmas. Don't go out there and spend money that you don't have. Don't do it. All right. Fill us in on the outreach.
The last one?
Yes, fill us in on the outreach.
Oh, the October 30th fall. I can't even think right. I'm sorry. The homeless fall feeding. No, it's fall feeding for the homeless. I knew it was backwards. I'm sorry. It was great. It was actually a success. We was able to feed about 150 plus people. It was awesome. The line got quick. The volunteers came out. And supported, and we played music. We had a nice time. It was some other people out there as well, so we just kind of all collaborated and had the music going, feeding people was coming up. It was extremely nice, and it gave people hope, inspiration. They were so grateful. That's kind of one of the more rewarding things when you just don't know where your next meal gonna come from, and you know. God send people out to, you know, feed you, you know, for, you know, you don't know when their last meal was, or if they did have a last meal, it was cold, some cold consumption. Nobody really put love into it. So our goal is to put the love into it and to, you know, try to have it warm and all of that. So, and we were capable of doing that. And so everything went well. And like I said, they were extremely grateful. And so yeah, we did really good. Glory came out. She came out to this one from Sisters United. So it was great. The kids were out there, they were, you know, supporting. The kids was out there serving, and I love to get the children out there because, you know, it showed them a different level of life. You know, it teach them compassion. It teach them that they should be kind and give to people that's less fortunate than they are. So so that was great. And so we are doing another one. The next one is December the 18th. So we're collaborating actually with different organizations, individuals, churches, businesses, whoever wants to just give out, you know, to the community. And we're just going to go all on the same day. And provide different things. So there are some people that's going to be providing food. Some people are going to be providing blankets. Some people are going to be providing care packages, or whatever it is that they want to just be able to give back to the community. And that's kind of how it is. It was nobody trying to get into accolades. We just out here doing a service for God and ministry. You know, so even with the people that were there, they informed us that they come every second and fourth Saturday. But I have never ran into them because I think I was always going on the third Saturday. So so we all just made it one big thing, and we played music, we danced, we had fun, we gave out to the community, and it was nice. You know, so we look forward to the next one and working with other people who want to just collaborate and just make it happen. You know, the harvest is very plenty. You know, the harvest is plenty, but the laborers are few. But even just few people coming together can make a difference. You know, we can do wonders when we come together, when we unify ourselves with other people and we collaborate. We're not trying to get any accolades. We're not, it's not about me, it's not about us. It's about the mission that God has us on, and to you know, be able to feed his people. We in his vineyard, you know. And I don't, you know, when I give or when people give, I look at it as a seed. You're planting a seed and it'll come back to you when Amen. You least expect it. So when you're down and out, God will show, send somebody your way. You're never lack. You say, I've never seen the righteous forsaken nor his seed begging for bread. You know, so when we giving, you know, we working in God's vineyard, you know, it's so much to be done. So we working in God's vineyard. He'll always, God will take care of his children. And so that's just the way I see it and I look at it. And, you know, like I said, we just go out there. And the more we have, the merrier, because every single, well, this time we didn't run out because the other people was there. That's what I'm saying. But this is the first time we didn't run out. All the other times we were run out, but we had, it's another organization was there that were also offering food. And so, you know, we was more like an appetizer because they was offering like food. And we had like nachos and a cheese sauce and it was warm, you know, so they were able to, you know, and like I said, they were able, as long as we had, they can come back and get seconds, you know, so. So it was wonderful. Like I said, when we pull together, it do wonders. Because if I could bring 100, whatever I'm bringing, and you can bring 100, and you can bring 100, that's 300. Versus trying to overwhelm one organization or overwhelm one person, you know, it become, you know. But when we pull together, you know, we can make things happen. When we pull together, we can make things wonderful, and we'll be able to supply the harvest, you know. So that's just kind of, so it was great. I loved it. We had fun. And I just try to get more people on the bandwagon. So the more we have, the more we can be able to give.
Awesome. And like she dropped the date. So it's like y'all have, you can start something at your church. You can start something at your job. To where when the date comes up, you got plenty to contribute, you know.
Right.
And I like the fact that you said, because a lot of people need to understand what you're doing is not about you. It's about it's about who you can bless.
Right.
How many lives, like you said, you never know what their last meal was or if that person was about to give up. If that person, and just to see so many show up to bless them like that, gives them hope to move on for another
thing. So. And that's our whole mission, is just to give somebody hope in a dark world. You know, because I mean, I don't know if you ever been on Wits End. I've been on Wits End. When you at rock bottom, you just need that little extra get up, or you just need that little extra push. And God has sent somebody to you that it can be something very, very small, but it can mean the world, because that got you up. And so that gave you that push that you needed, or it gave you that extra hope that you need. And so the purpose of it, and the organization is called Acts of Kindness. We just doing an act of kindness. And so, you know, if you can feed somebody, and I'm not the person that, okay, let me preach to, you know, let me meet your need. You know, a lot of times you want to, I'm not going to preach you. I'm going to show you some love, and I'm going to, because the Bible tells us love covers a multitude of sin. Love draws people. And if I could just show you some love, then you will be able to hear me. If I can't meet your need, you hungry. You're not trying to hear nothing I said. Look, are you going to feed me? I'm hungry. So the goal is to go out there and meet the people need. You know, if I can meet your need, then I can minister to you. Because now, you know, you're getting there. So then you're open to prayer. Then you're open to, you know, whatever it is that we're trying to offer, if we could just meet your need. And so that's the whole purpose of the organization, is giving people hope, going to help those that's, you know, done hit rock bottom or don't know where their next meal coming from or don't know. And I look forward to expand to more things. But as of right now, that's where our mission is. And so like I said, I'm looking forward to pulling other people, organizations, individuals. And what I'm also doing for those that are wanting to contribute, or I am creating flyers for each individual or organization or whatever to put out on their social media page. That way people can donate to them directly. So they can donate money. You know, some people are doing like toothpaste and toothbrushes. That's all that they will be doing. And you can go and ask dentist office, or ask people to just donate. Dollar Tree have like the little sets for like a dollar. You know, somebody may say, hey, I want to donate $20 here. You know, that's 20 right there, or 19, or whatever, or, you know, just whatever. So that particular organization, that's all that they will be gathering. And but on that day, we'll all just bring what we've been gathering over the last month or whatever to give out to the people. Like I said, it's not about us. It's not trying to get no accolades. It's not trying to get a name. It's just going out there and serving.
Do you have a list?
I am putting together a list right now. I do have, I'm trying to do at least 3 or 4 people for food, because that's kind of one of the main things, you know, that people look forward to is the food. And then I have like people doing women care packages for the women. And then they have just regular care packages, toothbrush, toothpastes, blankets. Because last year I did the blanket drive, the care package, the food, and it was pretty overwhelming for, you know, one person. So there's people that's just going to be doing blankets, just doing the blanket drive, and people will donate the blankets to them, or they will send money to them or whatever the case to purchase the blankets. So I'm creating a list of things, and my goal is to do a maybe like a Zoom meeting. That was supposed to be for Friday, but I've been kind of overwhelmed for the week, but I will create a Zoom meeting, or you could just contact me at Reading this and say, hey, I just want to be a part. I want to give, or I want to donate, or whatever the case may be. And then I can let you know the actual date of the Zoom meeting. Or I guess Zoom. I don't know. I might use Zoom. I don't know what platform I'm going to use, but that way we can just, you know, put you out there as well, because I'm going to be sharing everybody's that whoever want, whatever they want to donate, then I'll be donating to them as well. So, yeah.
Oh, that sounds good. That sounds good, because with my church, we are toiletry pantry.
Mm-hmm.
Love to gather toiletries. We're not centered on the food part, you know, but we years ago God placed in my heart to collect just toiletries, you know, tissue, toothpaste, you know, stuff that, because everywhere else was feeding, you know,
right.
They could get food, they could get, you know. But I wasn't seeing much with the toiletries. So,
right.
And then I had a friend named Tiffany, Tiffany Scales. She was doing toiletry. I'm not sure if she's still doing the toiletries for family. I'm not sure if she's still operating a ministry, but that sounds like something that me and my husband should do, because we have been collecting toiletries like that. So that sounds good. I like how you are delegating and, you know, putting people, you know, bringing mm-hmm. it out, because that sounds more of my place right there. Mm-hmm.
Somebody had donated me some shampoos and conditioners, and I think it's soap. I don't know. I have a lot of it. So whoever was doing the, like, their little fun size ones, but whoever was doing it, because last year I had the same organization had donated it to me, and I had put it in the bags, and I had purchased towels, and put, you know, towels in the bag as well. So whoever will be doing like the toiletry care packages, I can give the, all of the conditioners and shampoos and whatever to be able to put inside the bags or whatever, because my focus is going to be food. So yeah,
that's going to be a blessing. It really, really is. I mean, I just don't even know what to say. God is really increasing you in your ministry. And I just want to encourage you to continue to move forward. Continue to move forward. Again, you said that the date is December the 5th.
18th, December 18th at 11. The goal is always to get there for 11 to set up, so we can be promptly starting at 11:30.
Yeah, so and it's pretty much anybody can be involved, right?
Yes, anybody.
December the 18th?
18th, mm-hmm.
At what time?
11 is the setup time.
Right. All right, y'all. We have had a good time. I always love to follow up with Rita with what she's doing. God is really moving in her ministry. Me and my husband got to go out to the first one. We didn't get to make it to the two in between, but I'm gonna have to look. He gonna wake up and I'm gone. I can't. I'm serious. I got up and he got to reminding me of stuff and I was like, ah. So it's on my calendar. I can't stand missing it. We used to go down there. I used to go down there with another church. And then we used to go to Trinity East and they would feed the homeless. And it's just something that I love to do. I want you to pay attention to Rita's page and her post to where when she begins to say where you can donate, because some people just want to donate money. You know, right. They don't want to get all technical. So she just make sure that you friend her and follow her so you keep up with her ministry. You know, you may not have the time to come out, but you can support in different ways. All right. Give your closing remarks. We done for the night.
Well, awesome. Thank you. Thank you for joining us on tonight. Remember all of our beautiful, wonderful tips for the holidays. Remember, every battle is not worth fighting. So keep the peace and don't forget to give thanks. And if you would like to join us for the Acts of Kindness on December 18th, please feel free to reach out to me on Facebook at Rita Nelson. Is my Facebook name. And you all have a great evening. We'll be here next Wednesday at 8 p.m. Toodles.
Toodles. And hey, if you can't cook, just bring some forks. Love you. Love you so much. So much.
Or a case of soda.